Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to continue to thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We continue to declare that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We continue to declare that there is no other God like unto you, neither is there any other God besides you. Lord, we continue to declare that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come unto the Father except through Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this tremendous revelation, and we bless you. Lord, I pray that as I share your word, that your kingdom will come, that your perfect will be done. We pray, Lord, that you will lead us, that you will guide us, that you will bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Lord, I cast down every imagination in the minds of those who are here in the sanctuary, in the minds of those who are watching. I cast down every imagination and every high thing that would seek to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring each and every such thought into the obedience of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. A blessed good morning to everyone. And welcome to those who are watching, praise God, via Facebook and Instagram. My name is Pastor Ian Muirhead, and I'm the pastor of Upper Room Community Church, Kingston, Jamaica. Today, I want to share with you from the topic, the importance of the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The importance of the blood of Jesus Christ. Quoting from a book entitled, which was actually given to me by my brother-in-law, entitled From Christian Evangelism by M. Beasley and F. Anfuser, 1991, the following comparisons between a number of religious persuasions pertaining to the meaning of Christ's blood were made. And I want to invite us to listen carefully to these comparisons. One, in terms of Christians believe that Jesus being sinless, his blood is 100% sufficient to forgive men of all sins. Amen? Let me repeat that again. Christians believe that Jesus being sinless, his blood is 100% sufficient to forgive men of all sins. Praise God. The Jehovah Witnesses believe that Christ's life was a perfect human life, no more or less, and he was not God. I want you to know that. Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jehovah Witnesses believe that Jesus is not God. Mormons believe that man's own blood must atone for certain more serious sins, example murder. Christian Science adherents believe that Christ's blood had no power to forgive sin. I want you to know that. Christian Science adherents believe that Christ's blood had no power to forgive sin. Worldwide Church of God believes that the blood of Jesus Christ does not finally save any man and has not yet given anyone eternal life. The Moonies believe that Jesus did not come to die on the cross. His death was not God's will. That's what the Moonies believe. Members of the way believe that only a man could become a sacrifice for man's sin and not God. Unity churches, unity does not refer to Jesus Christ's atonement or sacrificial death on the cross for humanity's sin in its statement of beliefs. The blood of Jesus is seen as paganistic. An angry God, common G God, only accepting a human sacrifice from his rebellious children. So, there is a lovely comparison, between what Christians believe and what persons of other religious persuasions believe. Amen? And, you know, it is commonly said that, you know, there is one God and different persons have different ways to that one God. But as we look at the scriptures today, we'll find that the scriptures are very clear as to who is able to access God, who is able to have a relationship with God. So in John 14 and verse 6, it tells us that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He says, "No one can come to the Father except through me." That's what Jesus said. No one can come to the Father, that is God, except through him. Some people say there are many ways to God, but Jesus said that he is the way and that there is no other way to God. What do you believe? Let us examine what the scripture has to say about the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 3 verses 10 to 12 tells us, "As the scriptures say, no one is righteous, not even one. Not one of us are righteous. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one." In the King James Version, in verse 10, it says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So we were, in terms of Christian teaching, we were all born sinners. We were all born sinners. Romans 3 verses 21 to 25 tells us, "But now God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago." As we know from the Old Testament, you know, there is no person who could keep the law. If you failed in one era of the law, you failed in all of the law. And there was none that was righteous, none that was able to keep the law in its entirety. So the Bible says that we are made right with God. Amen? Not by keeping the law. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done for us with the blood of Jesus Christ. And it goes on to say, "And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned." We all fall short of God's glorious standard. That's what Christians believe. That's what the Bible teaches. Yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. What was that penalty? The wages of sin is death. Death in terms of physical death, and death in terms of our relationship with God. Verse 25 says, "For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin." Praise God. People are made right with God. Listen to this. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life shedding his blood. Praise God. So without the shedding of blood, without the shedding of Jesus' blood, none of us could have been made right with God. Amen? And that's very important. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. Romans chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. It goes on to say, "And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ." So, you know, brethren, what this is telling us is that if we reject the blood of Jesus Christ, if we deny the importance of the blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot be made right with God. Full stop. It says, he will certainly, let me read it again. "And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will clearly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son." We need to remember that when Adam and Eve sinned, that the friendship between God and humanity, the friendship, the relationship between God and humanity was broken. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, that friendship, that relationship was restored. The Bible says in verse 10, "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies," all humanity became enemies of God when Adam and Eve sinned, "we will certainly be saved through the life of his son." Praise the Lord. Then Colossians 1 verses 20 and 21 tells us, "And through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." Praise God. I just want to say that, you know, there's a peace that God has for us. That peace that passeth all understanding. Tranquilizer or whatever other medication cannot give you that peace. Amen. You take medication and you feel a little calm and you feel a little better. But as soon as that medication wears off, you have no more peace. But the peace of God that comes through the blood of the cross, that is an everlasting peace. Amen. And there is no replacement for it. You can only access it through the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 21 says, "This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions." Amen. And I want you to understand this. If you are consumed with evil thoughts and actions, if you are happy with evil thoughts and actions, you are separated from God. You are separated from God. And you need to repent. You need to ask God to cleanse your conscience and to cleanse your heart with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now you have been unified with Christ Jesus." Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. This scripture is almost saying the same thing as the previous passage I read. That we have been brought near to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know what religion you are practicing. You know, I don't know what religious group you're a part of. But I just want to say that the Bible is true. The Bible is true. You cannot approach the one and only true God without the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 verses 19 to 22. says. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And the most holy place in the Old Testament, it represented the place that God's presence dwelt. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. Praise God. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Praise God. Amen. You know, you can have a form of godliness in which you do this and you do that. And you learn this and you learn that. And yet, you are not experiencing the presence of God. You are not experiencing the peace of God. And the Bible says that the only way we can access the presence of God and the peace of God is to come through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, it also says in this passage, for our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean. Maybe you are practicing a religion which does not believe in the importance of the blood of Jesus Christ, but you are still not experiencing God's peace. Perhaps your conscience feels guilty about something you have done. I want you to know that only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse your conscience. You know, there are persons that have guilty consciences. They try drinking alcohol. They try taking medication to suppress that guilt. They try drugs to suppress that guilt. And yet it keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. It keeps plaguing them. But God is saying to you this morning that your conscience can only be cleansed when your minds are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. When you ask Jesus Christ to cleanse your heart of all unrighteousness, then your conscience will be free. Your conscience will be cleansed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13 verses 12 to 14. So also Jesus suffered and died outside the city gates to make his people holy by means of his own blood. Praise God. So another important thing about the blood of Jesus Christ is that it makes us holy. Amen. Because after we are cleansed by the blood, we are then holy because we have been cleansed. So let us go out to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore. You don't need to suffer shame and disgrace anymore. Because when the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you, God has forgiven you and you are free. You are free of all disgrace, all bad consciences. Jesus has set you free. Then it goes on to say, for this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. You know, I don't know about you, but the coronavirus, one of the things that it has shown me is that there is no sure thing in this life. No sure thing in this life. Don't care how much money we have. Don't care how many houses we have. Don't care how many cars we have. You know, nothing is sure. Nothing is everlasting. And so I thank God for this reminder from the Word of God that this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful promise. Hallelujah. Accepting the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed on the cross, for the remission of our sins makes us holy. Amen? Makes us holy. Nothing else can make us holy. Acts, religious acts, cannot make us holy. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, verses 20 to 21. Now, may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want us to note there, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood. We are in the time of the new covenant, the new testament. But that testament, that covenant, could not come into place, could not become active unless blood was shed. And the blood that was shed was the blood of Jesus Christ. And so the blood, one of the important things about the blood of Jesus Christ is that it ratified the new covenant that God has made with his people. Hallelujah. Praise God. The blood of Jesus Christ is very important. Amen. And as I said before, if it were not for the blood of Jesus Christ, we would still be under the old covenant. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1 and verse 2. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago. Praise God. He knew every one of us from we were born out of our mother's womb. He knew every one of us from we became alive. And he chose us. But not every person has chosen him. Amen? And we need to understand that. He chose us from long ago. Every one of us have the promise of eternal life. But not everyone chooses eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, and his spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. So, what do we see here? Our obedience is enacted by our acceptance of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ and asking God to forgive us of our sins. There are some people listening here and you have not done that. You have read about God. You have spoken about God. But you have not gone to that place where you have accepted the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ and recognizing that you are a sinner and asking God to forgive you of your sins. Obedience is a precondition to cleansing. Hallelujah. In 1 John 1 verse 7, it says, but if we are living in the light, as God is in the light. This is talking about persons who have accepted Jesus Christ and the atoning sacrifice of his blood. If you are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. That's true Christian fellowship. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That's another thing about the blood of Jesus. Amen. It cleanses us from all sin. Not some sin. Some people say, boy, my sins are really terrible. God would never forgive me. That's not true. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. It says, when we have been cleansed from our sins by the blood of Jesus Christ, our fellowship with God and each other is restored. Remember that fellowship was broken when Adam and Eve sinned. Amen? But when we accept Jesus, that fellowship with God and each other is restored. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, it says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. He's not the first one who ever rose from the dead, but he's the first one who rose from the dead, and he will never die again. He'll never die again. Amen? Remember, Lazarus rose from the dead before Jesus died and rose from the dead. But Lazarus died again. But Jesus Christ rose from the dead never to die again. Because he only needed to die once for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen? Hallelujah. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Amen. It says, to him who loved us, I love this, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Not cow blood, not goat blood, not sheep blood, not pigeon blood, but his own blood. I love that. Amen. All those other bloods cannot cleanse us of our sins. All those other bloods are, you know, they are of non-effect in terms of restoring our relationship with God. And it goes on to say, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. What a lovely God. Amen. Praise God. What a lovely God. You know, when Moses was in Egypt and the children of Israel, and before the plague of death came, God told Moses to tell the people to paint the doorposts with the blood of a slain animal. And he said that when the angel of death came, the angel of death would pass over when they saw the blood. Amen. But you know, you and I, we don't have to paint our doorposts with blood. Why? Because we were washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that blood, it won't wash away. Even when we bathe and, you know, sunlight won't break it down. We are washed with the blood of Jesus Christ permanently. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And guess what? Because we are washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, when the corona plague of death comes, we can say, Lord, hide me under the blood. Lord, I am under the blood. And I believe that when that angel of death sees the blood, it will pass over. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Revelations 12 and 11, it says, and they have defeated him, that's the devil, they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb. If you reject the blood of Jesus Christ, you cannot defeat the devil. If you reject the blood of Jesus Christ, you have no power over the devil. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. You know, praise God, not all of us are there. But when you are a true believer, when your foundation is truly Jesus Christ, you are not afraid to die. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Just as how, as I said before, the Israelites in Egypt painted blood on their doorposts and the angel of death passed over their homes, even so, the blood of Jesus Christ is able to deliver us from the plague of death accompanying the coronavirus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Can we stand, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Jesus we serve. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your wonderful word. We thank you for the tremendous blessings and privileges that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I commit to you every person listening who is not a Christian, every person listening whose consciences are lacking peace, whose consciences are filled with guilt. And Lord, I ask you to touch them and to deliver them, Lord. Lord, I bind the spirit of fear of death from over the hearts of some who are listening and watching in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to give them peace, power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. For those who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they desire to give their life to you now, Lord, because they recognize that it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ that they can have a right relationship with you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to forgive them of their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Lord, I ask you to save them by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for that person that is having nasal congestion, Lord, I speak healing now. I command that congestion to go now in the name of Jesus. That person that is having discomfort in their throat, a soreness in that throat, I command your throat to be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I rebuke that coughing, that person that is having a persistent coughing. I rebuke that coughing in the name of Jesus, and I speak healing to their bronchial tract now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just bless you. We just praise you, Lord. We worship you and we honor you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.